and this is The Science Show on RN. More powerful Wi-Fi and bendable phones, this may be the next step forward in being connected, and they're being developed in Hong Kong, as Wendy Zuckerman reports.
Wi-Fi is everywhere. Almost every house and business has Wi-Fi. Buses, trains, and even planes. But as more people hook on and more data is transmitted, Wi-Fi's limitations could soon be tested. Electrical engineer Chia Chuan from City University in Hong Kong has just been given a large grant from the Hong Kong government to create a technology that can transmit data 200 times faster than we can now.
The problem is that the operating frequency is not so high. For example, if we use Wi-Fi, the operating frequency is 2.4 gigahertz. So because the operating frequency is not so high, so the bandwidth is not enough. So we have to move up to higher frequency. But the higher the frequency, the more difficult for us to develop different devices. This is the problem. Now, currently, we have a project doing research on 60 gigahertz. For example, if I have a movie in my phone and want to pass it to your mobile phone, it takes about nearly 1 hour. But for the 60 system, it takes a couple of seconds.
And how will these devices work?
They work similarly like Bluetooth. You know Bluetooth? But in very high data rate.
And are there other applications other than just enjoying a video?
Of course, we have so many other different applications. For example, if you're a doctor, you can take an iPad with you. You can go to visit the patient, and you have all the information stored on the other end of the computer, maybe cloud computer. And through this 60 gigahertz Wi-Fi, you can get the information immediately at your iPad, and you can face-to-face to discuss the patient's status.
And when do you think we can expect to see this technology?
The project is a two-year project. So it's after 2 years, we can get that kind of devices embedded in our mobile phone.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Have you ever dropped your phone and smashed the glass? Frustrating, isn't it? Well, researchers across the globe are racing to develop a phone that is almost unsmashable. Not only that, but these hardy devices could bend, roll, and even be transparent. The technology requires doing away with the conventional screen materials and using OLEDs. That stands for organic light-emitting diodes. At City University in Hong Kong, Associate Professor Roy Velasamy is developing devices that are the basis of these bendy phones.
The LED itself, there are two varieties. One is inorganic LEDs, like gallium nitride. Another one is organic LEDs. Organic materials are basically made from either small molecules or polymers. So they are very flexible in nature, you know. So that makes them very versatile. And what people are looking for in future is they want to print the active layers and form a complete flexible, like a screen.
Because materials used in an inorganic LED screen are not flexible, it's difficult to print electronics from them.
It's very difficult. I will take you to the next lab where we make really a commercial display.
Roy hands me a 6 centimetre by 6 centimetre piece of plastic. It's a prototype of a flexible
substrate.
Mobile phone display.
And, you know, you can bend and stretch whatever you want and it stays there. So this is the main advantage of OLED, where inorganic LEDs cannot make it.
Many companies around the world are working to create the first bendable smartphone. Philips, Sharp, Nokia and Sony are all in the race. South Korean phone manufacturers LG and Samsung have both announced that they will release phones with flexible displays by the end of this year. But Roy is sceptical. Right now, phones are encapsulated with rigid glass to protect the electronics from dust and moisture. But to make bendable electronics, manufacturers will need robust materials that can withstand the environmental conditions, as well as the mechanical stresses of bending and folding. Roy calls it the encapsulation problem.
You know, you need to have a semiconductor really stable and not prone to water. That makes the task very difficult. So you must have a very good encapsulation. Otherwise, the lifetime will go down dramatically.
Another advantage of OLEDs is that they can be made transparent.
So this cannot be done with inorganic LEDs, you know.
Roy shows me a small doll's house, which looks remarkably out of place in this high-tech facility. The roof of the house is made of a large OLED light, but when he flicks a switch, the roof becomes transparent. It could be a beautiful skylight. Roy Velasamy's colleague, Dr. Roy Fung, explains how it works.
The traditional cathode is aluminum. It is silver color. And then we developed some metals which has a highly transparent. For example, ytterbium. So we mix ytterbium and silver together. So the transparency is very good.
So what we do, the next laboratory, we make some flexible circuits, all made up of organic materials, polymers and small molecules. And also we
for a completely flexible mobile phone, both the display and the electronics underneath need to be flexible. That includes the battery, antenna, and everything else in the phone. Finally, Roy shows me where the team are producing flexible circuits. He hands me another small piece of plastic, but this time it's a thin film transistor, which switches each pixel on the OLED display on and off.
This is one of the circuits. Completely on plastic, okay? And you have an antenna, and this is our organic semiconductor depositor, okay?
And you combine them and you've got a flexible phone.
Flexible, complete flexible stuff? Hope so.
Wendy Zuckerman reporting from Hong Kong.